And that's what it's for. So that's what the original intent was for. But I'm sure you may have heard some of the stories that Sean has had trouble. The repeater owners have had problems with the service, and it's sort of a double-edged sword. For example, I've had my ham license since early 90s, as you know, but it brought me back into the service because I started listening to that when they first brought that on the air, and I said, hey, wait, I still have my ham license. So it kind of activated me and got me back into service. And that's why when I get new people for our group, I kind of check and see, do they have GMRS as well, just as a fun data point to collect to see if the project formerly known as MIA actually brought new hands to the service. And it has, but I thought it would have been at a higher rate than, you know, it actually has so far with what I've run so far. But I'm still going to collect that. And I'm not sure if you have it, but what I'll do is I'll send you on Discord the dual call sign roster that I have. You might have it, but I'll send it to you now so that you have it handier of our members who have GMRS call signs in their call sign.